How important is it for a preacher to preach Christ from every text?
It's an ambiguous question. See if I can give the two ways I'm hearing it. It's important that every sermon from a Christian preacher be a Christian sermon. Meaning a sermon that if a Jewish person or a Muslim person heard it, they wouldn't like it. If they like it, something's wrong with it. Because they reject Christ as Messiah and crucified and risen as the forgiver of the sins of the world. And since they reject it, if they hear a sermon and they're totally okay with it, then something's missing. And that's where preaching Christ. So the sermon should somehow communicate this is all based on and aiming toward work of Christ, glory of Christ. However, I don't think there's any particular way that needs to be made explicit. In other words, when you preach on Proverbs, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, you want to preach what's there and show that there are moral lessons to be learned from God's providence in the world, but you will somehow connect that with what makes you a Christian. You're not a Christian because you look at ants and feel them to be especially helpful morally in setting a good example of discipline. That doesn't make anybody a Christian. And so if you just preach, let's all be more diligent because ants are, and God says to, that's not a Christian sermon. Somehow it's got to be connected to the bigger redemptive historical thing that God is doing that saves sinners and strengthens sinners and the discipline. Let's just use that text as an example. What makes that sermon finish is that what you want in preaching discipline is Christian discipline. Discipline that's dependent on the Holy Spirit. Discipline that's not earning your salvation. Discipline that's the fruit and not the root of your acceptance with God. And all of that takes you to the cross. And so somehow or other, preachers, wherever they're preaching in the Bible, must somehow, and I don't want to dictate how, make it plain. This is a Christian sermon. It's got Christian roots. Christ is at the root. The glory of Christ is at stake. And I think there's hundreds of ways to do that.